Dean, let's start with the Yellowstone news.
Yeah, this is big news. Kevin Costner, when he was here last week, talked about his new movie that's coming out, Horizons. But, you know, the question that I asked him, that everyone has been asking him at every single interview that he's done, is, are you going to be returning to Yellowstone? And he... It's like, oh, I'm not sure. We haven't determined. It's possible. It's very possible. You know, he danced around the whole thing like he was dancing around wolves, for example. But overnight on Instagram, he was much more definitive and finally put this question to rest with a video message that he posted.
Reach out and let you know that after this long year and a half of working on Horizon and doing all the things that that's required and thinking about Yellowstone, that beloved series that I love, that I know you love, I just realized that I'm not going to be able to continue season 5B or into the future. It was something that really changed me. I loved it. And I know you loved it. And I just wanted to let you know that I won't be returning. And I love the relationship we've been able to develop. And I'll see you at the movies.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know why he just couldn't have told us that, you know.
Yeah.
Last week. And, you know, not only us, he's been interviewed everywhere. And right. just say it. I don't know what happened in the last week that now he felt that he could make this announcement. Meanwhile, though, he makes this announcement, and then Paramount Studios last night also makes an announcement that the second half of the fifth and final season of Yellowstone will be premiering on November the 10th. So mark that down on your calendars if you're a Yellowstone fan, and most everyone is.
So did he shoot those episodes that we're going to see starting in November, or is that going to be now without him?
I think those are going to be without him.
Hmm.
It hasn't been made 100% clear, but he when we asked him about it, he said that he was not involved in this second half of season five, that he was already working on his movie then. So I don't think he is going to be in this last half.
Doesn't sound like it. A lot of reaction after the death of Donald Sutherland was announced. And, man, what a career this guy had.
Oh.
And I read that when he was 14, he had his own little play radio station, and he was a disc jockey.
Yeah.
So he started young, didn't he?
Yeah. A lot of us had little pretend radio stations when we were starting. Some it worked out better than others for some, but I can't think of too many more actors that provided powerful performance after powerful performance, yet never won an Academy Award. They gave him an honorary Oscar a few years ago, but if anyone was deserving of an Academy Award, it was Kiefer Sutherland. You know, go back into his filmography, like The Dirty Dozen, or MASH, or Clute, or Ordinary People that he shot here with Mary Tyler Moore. The Invasion of the Body Snatchers remake, he was so great in that. Younger people will remember him as President Snow in the Hunger Games movies. People like Jane Fonda, who he starred with in Clute, remembering him this morning, saying, "He was my fascinating co-star. We loved working together. A brilliant actor and complex man who shared quite a few adventures with me. I'm heartbroken." Ron Howard, who directed him in Backdraft, said he was the most intelligent, interesting, engrossing film actors of all time, with supreme excellence. Helen Mirren, who starred with him in 2017's The Leisure Seekers, posted he combined his great intelligence with deep sensitivity and seriousness about his profession as an actor. This all made him into the legend of film that he became. I was lucky enough to interview him probably a dozen or so times. The last time was in 2015, when the final Hunger Games movie was being made, and this is what we talked about.
When a series like this ends, a four-film series like this ends, are you sort of ready to move on from this character? Is there sort of a bittersweet sadness?
I don't think there's any of that, actually, for me. For the younger people, I mean, they work together. I would come in and out. I would work for a very short period of time, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I would work entirely with Francis and Jennifer, with Gary Ross and the words that he gave me, with Peter Craig, the writer. And so it was my eagerness was to get it completed and to see the result that it would have with young people around the world.
Yeah, so we're going to play the entire interview that I did with Donald Sutherland on my Sunday show this coming weekend. We've got it posted up at WGNradio.com right now if you want to give that a listen. Donald Sutherland, amazing, amazing actor. He was 88 years old.
I always heard that he was a very sweet, modest man.
Yep.
And it sounds like he was.
That was my experience with him every time.
Before we get to your recommendations for what to do this weekend, who's going to be filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this summer?
It's interesting. He's going to take the whole summer off, which is not a terrible idea. But what they're going to do instead of reruns or anything like that, they're going to be doing a series of guest hosts, which is always fun. Oh, it reminds me of the old Johnny Carson show.
Yeah,
when Carson was out, they would have guest hosts. They finally got away from that. But the first week, which will be starting next week, Martin Short is going to be the host for the week. I cannot wait for that.
That'll be great.
He is definitely one of my favorites. Also, he will have as guest host Anthony Anderson, Catherine Hahn, Kumail Nanjiani, Lamorne Morris, Jeff Goldblum, RuPaul, and Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman together to host over the summertime. So something to look forward to late nights this year.
Yeah, I want to see Jiminy Click. Jimmy Click. What's his name?
Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick.
Jiminy Glick.
Yeah,
I want to
see Martin Short do that.
Oh, I love that.
What's going on this weekend?
Let's see. We've got all kinds of things, including Mr. Justin Timberlake. He's certainly been in the news this week, but he is performing at the United Center tonight and also tomorrow. At the United Center on Sunday, it is singer and songwriter, rapper Russ, the country music duo, Brothers Osborne, playing at the Salt Shed on Saturday. Up at Ravinia this weekend, we've got Little Feet and Los Lobos performing. And then Sunday at the Highland Park venue, singer and pianist Michael Feinstein will be paying tribute to the late, great Tony Bennett. Taste of Joliet is going on this weekend, and country stars Lady A will be performing, and also the Rockers, the Goo Goo Dolls at Joliet Memorial Stadium. The Fray is at Brookfield Zoo on Saturday. We've got at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary this weekend, Boys to Men on Sunday. The Off North Shore Music Festival is at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie. They are featuring, among others, Grace Potter. American Idol winner Chris Allen is at City Winery this weekend. If you feel like going in for some laughs, Hassan Minhaj will be at the Hard Rock in Gary Saturday. Saturday, Ron Wood Jr. Will be performing at the Athenaeum Theater in Lakeview. Laurie Metcalf is world premiering a brand new play, which is called Little Bear Ridge Road, at Steppenwolf. It just opened, has already been extended through August the 4th. But anytime you can see Laurie Metcalf in a play at the Steppenwolf, you got to check that out. We had a great conversation with her the other day. We're going to play that on our Sunday show this coming weekend as well. It's final weekend for Michael Shannon in Turret at the Chopin Theater. Pride Fest is going on Halstead Street in Lakeview through the weekend, but the Magnificent Mile Art Festival, the Long Grove Strawberry Festival is going on, and Taste of Highland Park, among other things. For new movies this weekend, there's one big one that's called The Bike Riders that takes you inside of a 1960s Chicago motorcycle club. It's an organization that, you know, just began as kind of a social organization and became sort of a stereotypical biker gang, I guess you might say. And it's the struggles of this group. It's the people who are, trying to keep it civil versus the people who are trying to turn it into something kind of violent. Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, the guy that played Elvis a couple of years ago. Chicago's own Michael Shannon is in this movie. Tom Hardy is in this movie. It's a nice movie. It's not a great movie, I'll tell you that. But there is some heart to this. There is some humor to this. What really got me was they went out of their way to try to sound Chicago, and almost all the characters in this movie sound like they're the super fans from Saturday Night Live, talking like they're from Chicago. So it's I found it extremely annoying, distracting, and somewhat insulting at the same time. So the best I could do on this one is a C+. On the positive side, Austin Butler doesn't sound like Elvis anymore.
Oh, he doesn't sound like Elvis if he lived in Chicago?
Yeah, if he lived in Berwyn. Right.
Thanks. Have a good weekend, Dean. Thank you very much.